I want to try something new.
Let's get it out. What?
I want to try something new.
What do you want to try?
Something new in the bed.
Ooh, what you want to do?
I want to lick your butt.
Huh? Lick my... You talking about this one?
Mm-hmm.
You want to lick it?
Yeah.
Huh? Why you want to do that?
I just want to see.
What you been watching?
Nothing.
Ooh. Yeah, okay. You can.
Hey, you know who it is? The Jesus vs. Mero show. It's your boy, Jesus Nice, a.k.a. Young Chipotle. Pocket stay fat like Terrio. I see you keeping it 100. Stay late, dog. One.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in at NappyAfro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. One sound rap game, bang, bang, bang. Run the jewels on food, and I'm gone. Yeah.
NappyAfro.com.
You are now tuned in to the best podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast, episode 364. It's your boy King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champ, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast of the day, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Mr. Sensible Shoes, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. ASAP Stocky, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. the Podfather, a.k.a. I am the Frocast, a.k.a. the Black Jesse Ventura, a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper, and the newest a.k.a. the Black Bob Backlund. If you watch wrestling, you would get that one. If not, I explain it to you next week if I bring it back. But right now, I'm joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the daunting, the problematic yet well-spoken, the always be shopping Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, a.k.a. bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one, a.k.a. a lot of crass with a dab of class, a.k.a. my afro is my halo, and none other than my favorite a.k.a. of them all, just in time for these children to go back to school. Your grade is your motherfucking grade, and I'm in the building.
Queen Germ in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. Look for the Frocast on any podcast read out there. We on like 17 to 20 of them, so it's really no excuse for you not listening to the Frocast. And while you listen to the Frocast, don't forget to do the easiest thing you could do, the best way to spread the word, man. Share the content, like it, comment on it, reblog it, whatever you got to do. Put the Frocast out there, man. We're trying to spread our mission to the people. You know what I'm saying? If I could put it in those words. Don't forget, we got the Patreon where you can join for as little as a dollar. And you get exclusive posts. You get the Frocast a day early. You get Beezy. Got a lot of things for y'all over there. So check it out. It's only a dollar. And you know what I'm saying? And, you know, you're supporting the team. You're supporting the dream. Then we got the voicemail. We can dial 347-201-2572. Call the voicemail. We'll play it on the show like you heard at the beginning. Enough pandering, man. How was your week?
It's been so far so good, I guess.
You excited about your trip?
Not really, but
it is what it is. Hey, Queen German traveling all summer. All summer. I can't keep at home. She all across the United States, man. I don't know what this summer right here, Shay. She been burning the road up, but you know, it is what it is. That's what happened when you have a celebrity wife.
If that's what you call it.
But, yeah, man.
I mean, I realize my high blood pressure, my pressure is high, so
hey.
I guess I might need to slow down. Something going on with my body.
That was very, how come your doctor ain't never checked that, caught that?
I mean, I have told you my pressure ain't never been high like that.
Oh, so why are you so on edge this morning?
I don't know. I mean, I don't like getting stuck with needles, so maybe that's my fear that I don't really know I have.
Oh, man. You'll be all right.
I mean, I don't come around needles on a regular basis. So
if you listen to the show, I want you to stop for a second. Let's everybody say a prayer for Queen Germ and her blood pressure. She get it in check. Well, you know, we can't have both of us on medicine, you know what I'm saying? Because that'll be...
It's all good.
Yeah, but everybody just say a quick little prayer for Queen Germ and her...
I don't let everybody pray for me.
And her agent, you know, everybody just, you know, anoint her with your hands, Lord. No. You know what I'm saying? Fix her. Because she is not of the what you created.
I probably get all the secondhand smoke and all this other stuff. I don't know what I got going on in my body.
Don't try to blame it on me.
Yeah, it's you. Mm-mm. I know y'all be stressing me the fuck out, so ain't no telling.
I tell
what
you,
I
be stressing
going.
Yourself out.
Nah.
Yeah.
Y'all gonna see what happened when I start not caring. Let them people diagnose me with something.
Oh Lord.
I be riding here, this shit. This whole place will be falling apart. The damn doors will be coming off the hinges.
No way.
The dog so will you, be doing whatever. The churn will be doing whatever.
Interesting.
Kids will be riding here taking Ubers and all kinds of stuff. Shit.
Interested, but yeah, man, let's go ahead and get into this little outline, man. We got a nice little outline for y'all today, man. Hope y'all enjoy it, because, you know, I think these kind of outlines I really like, you know what I'm saying? So, first story out the gate, how mad you getting for your mate looking at someone else? Now, first of all, how mad you getting?
I mean, it depends on what the nigga doing. If the nigga is just mad, disrespectful, then hell yeah. I mean, I probably bust him in the head. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, to be honest, the way I'm at in my life right now, like the young me, I probably would be ready to fight about it or whatever. But I'm old. I ain't trying to fight nobody over that.
I mean, it's like you said, it's the amount of disrespect, you know what I'm saying? But this lady went out here took a little too far.
Probably not.
So a couple has been thrown off the American Airlines flight after becoming involved in a dispute. But not before the woman clocked her boyfriend a good one over the head with a laptop, supposedly for daring to look at other women. So if you see the video, everybody mostly seen it. The woman was just fucking berating this nigga. Like, yeah, nigga. She punched a nigga. Yeah, I punched you in your shit. And I'm talking shit. I mean, she was talking big shit. Like, I was just like...
I mean, well, he probably deserved it. I mean, and then my thing is, if you already know you've been with this broad... This ain't new. So,
yeah.
That mean if you stepped out on that ledge and you decided that you wanted to go and do this, go ahead. And then you get whatever it is that you get coming to you because that's just stupid. I mean, because I'm sure you done been in this situation before. I mean, it ain't like a nigga disrespected me when we was at the gas station and ran into a damn column trying to look at a woman. So, hey.
Oh, the age-old story. How many times we heard that on the Frocast, people?
It don't even
how
matter.
How many times we
it
heard
don't
it?
Even matter. That's how you know it still hurts. It still hurts.
I married you.
It don't matter.
What
but you
mean?
Still could be thinking about that lady. In the age of social media, you could still be
that
talking
day
to
you
her
walked
right
down
now.
The aisle, baby. I was if it would have been a post right
nothing.
There, I would have walked into it.
Nothing.
Yes. When I saw you walking down and I was like, look at
okay,
my bride.
Right along.
I walked into a pole that day. A pole mm-hmm. called love. Mm. Yes.
I'm not buying it. So
I'm
y'all
telling
can return
you.
That.
Mm. Anyway. But yeah, man, I mean, I'm not really getting upset if nobody looking, man. You can look all you want, man, as long as you don't touch, man. I mean.
If you say so.
I'm just, you know what I'm saying, like, I'm good with mine. I mean, I know who you coming home to, man, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying, I'm not a big, you can look at other, I don't care, man, just don't bother me. You know what I'm saying, like, you know, as long as you don't be tempted to touch, that's when we got a problem.
I mean, but you gotta know, something looking is just as good as touching. Cause if you giving somebody eye contact, making them know that I'm looking at you, I'm seeing you. I'm not.
That's
you.
Different. I'm talking about just looking, like you know, some
I'm
girl
saying,
walk by you.
Break,
like,
yeah, that's disrespectful. If you just grown,
I mean, I ain't talking about
to get your head busted.
Yeah, like you got to be smooth with it. You can't be turning like you see niggas be like, you be like, nigga, what is you doing? You be looking at
like, did you see that? Like,
but well, why are you doing that? You with your girl, nigga? Like, no, I'm not even gonna acknowledge you, my guy. I'm not gonna do that. I'm gonna get you in trouble. Like, no, nigga, I ain't see shit, bro. What are you talking about? You trying to get yourself in trouble?
Like, you just can't. I mean, to me, you can't be that out there with it. I don't care what nobody say, especially at a certain age. Like, we all grown, so at a certain point, you should be able to be smooth about it. And ain't nobody that fine that they should have you breaking your neck willing to get yourself in a relationship.
Did the lady overreact in this situation?
I mean, some would say yeah, some would say no. But I just feel like,
in your opinion, did she overreact?
No.
No?
No.
So we going somewhere, you get thrown off the plane, then you get arrested.
It don't matter. She showed you just how much she cared about you or how much she felt disrespected. Mm. So you should know either she ain't the one for me or that I need to be careful when I try to look at people because clearly that comes off as disrespectful. I think they all learn a valuable lesson that day. Mm. That's all I can say. But don't try me. Because I don't carry no computer.
She whacked him with the laptop, though. Hit him with the damn... It had to be a Dell. Cause the way
it was thick.
Yeah, it was thick. You know, since she would have hit him with a MacBook, it probably would have... I don't know, man. Mm.
All I know is people... You just can't do stuff like that. I mean, if your head on the swivel that hard, that means you don't need to be with nobody.
I mean, he was on a plane, so I mean, how much looking was he doing? Like, he was in the damn corner seat. Like, he was like, yo, you got to be smarter, bro. Like, man, like, golly, Jesus Christ, wear shades, man. Wear shades, man. Golly.
Well, that's what we doing.
I mean, that's the best way to hide your eyes if that's what you're going for. Mm-hmm. If you got to look, if you ain't smooth with the, you ain't got the nice moves, then yeah, you got to go that route with it. So fellas, man, if you're going to look, wear shades. Be smart about it. If you know your girl is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, because you're likely to get a laptop cracked across your fucking head for looking at
somebody telling you that you ain't finna disrespect me, nigga. That's what that mean. Don't do that. That's all.
But I mean, what's looking though?
Looking is a lot. That's disrespect. I mean, like you let another broad know that my nigga, I can't keep your eyes in your head, like. Nah, bro, that's not cute. That's disrespectful, and you won't disrespect somebody that you care about. Mm. So that's showing me that you don't care. Mm. So when I go across your head, then you realize how much I don't care. that's how that goes down. Keep busting the niggas in their head.
Hey, fellas, like I said, either get stealthy with it, fellas, don't do it, or just, you know, wear shades, bro. And then you get the shades with the sides on it, okay? Don't get the shades.
That mean you doing too much. You got to go and get.
I'm just saying, if you got a problem, if you don't want to get clocked across the head, and then you just, you know, work the shifty eyes. You know what I'm saying? The cat clock eyes, like, clink, clink. Yeah. But yeah, okay. Moving along with cheating. All right, man. This Antoine Fuqua nigga is married to Lila Rochon. She's an actress.
Yeah.
And he was recently photographed in Italy with Nicole Murphy. Mm-hmm. And they were kissing and all up on each other. And Fuqua's a married man. And you know the motto is black men don't cheat. So there's got to be an explanation for this picture. She said they just family friends.
Yeah, you don't kiss family friends.
And I know I'm married. And I know we have family friends, and we have never kissed.
I mean, I was questioned when I fixed your brother a plate, so
Yeah, we've never kissed. Damn near ain't never kissed in the mouth. Ain't kissed on the cheek. You know, none of that. So this right here, this kiss was mouth to mouth. They both in bathing suits, and
maybe he was choking.
I'm thinking it's got to be an excuse, because we know black men don't cheat.
You said excuse. You said the right word. It's not an explanation.
Oh, explanation. That's what I mean. It's got to be an explanation. You know, I'm sorry.
Your model is not real.
I mixed up my words. Thank you for correcting me. There has to be an explanation on why it appears to be in this picture that a black man is cheating on his black wife with a harlot known as Nicole Murphy. So, please, ma'am, can you give me an explanation of what you saw in this picture?
It's just people being people. I mean, my thing is, I mean, you just out there. You wilding. That's a mad form of disrespect. Because, for one, it's one thing to be on the low. You cheating on the low. Y'all get takeout. Y'all, you know, meet up somewhere and go back home. Mm-hmm. But you done took a whole trip.
Yeah.
You doing all of this here. And you allowing the paparazzi to see
your wife at home with lupus. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just... Man, now look... Maybe they have some type of arrangement.
They might have an agreement.
You know what I'm saying? Some type of arrangement. We're like, hey, babe, you know I got this lupus, and hey, if you need to do this, bada bing, bada boom. Maybe they have that arrangement. I'm going to even go that far and say they do have that arrangement. So
just so that would
explain the pictures, and you know, maybe she's a family friend.
I don't believe that
she's only the friend to take care of his sexual appetite.
If that was the case,
while she's dealing with her illness,
they wouldn't be taking trips. Well, they wouldn't be making it look like something. For one, you're disrespectful when you let the paparazzi or anybody else see you. That means you didn't care. And if I'm dying or I got lupus, because people live long times with lupus. But if I'm somebody who, regardless of what our circumstances are, you would have to do that in private. You're not going to have no open relationship for the world to judge me if I'm over here with lupus. I don't think that would be my arrangement.
Mm. Okay.
We just don't need to be together no more. Because you're just not finna come and go as you please.
So let me ask you a question. I fall ill with an illness and let's say I'm not able to, you know, can't get hard no more.
I would make you believe that what you was doing for me was enough.
But no. But would you, like, hey.
I would make you believe that what you was doing for me was enough.
So you're telling me you would be still getting some pain from somewhere else?
As long as my stuff worked, I would like to be using it.
But what if mine don't work?
But I'm just so
in this situation, maybe that is what the explanation.
I know people who got lupus that's having good sex.
Okay, well
these people are just trifling. There's no explanation except for the fact that this man is an idiot, mm-hmm. and the lady is also, because of nothing else. I would not, as a woman, knowing that your wife is home and has lupus or any other thing
your
else
family
they can
friend
have.
At that.
They say.
Yeah.
If you doing all that, I, out of respect for your wife, we would have to be behind closed doors. There wouldn't be no whole bunch of us bouncing around, coming out and being in public in front of nobody. That's just stupid. So if you that careless, I'm left to believe you can't be my friend.
That's sad.
So.
I was wondering because I couldn't believe it. I was like, they trying to have visual evidence of a black man cheating. This really...
It happens. It's happening now.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's not. Come on.
Niggas are cheating all the time, every day, all day.
They're not black.
Yes, they are. They are black and brown.
We're the most faithful of them all.
If you say so.
Just tell me.
I don't know what you call, what is faithful. Is it a new word in this 2019 or something?
No, faithful is faithful.
Oh, okay.
It means the same.
Okay. I mean, I just want to make sure because I don't believe that's the case. So.
Okay. Well, you know, hey, believe what you want to believe.
I do.
So, I mean, Nicole Murphy, do your thing. I mean,
it's not a thing.
You're too old to be out here, it's you know, doing what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Live your life, Ma. But, you know, leave the married people out of it, man. Even though, like I said, the married man, you got to take some of the blame, too.
He take all of the blame. He the one took the vows.
True.
That girl don't owe nobody nothing.
True. You're right about that.
That Murphy person, yeah, she don't owe nobody nothing.
So, let me ask you a question. You are married.
Mm-hmm.
Your husband cheats.
Mm-hmm.
Do you go after the girl he cheating on?
I mean, it depends on if the whole get disrespectful. Now, if I catch you somewhere, I ain't talking to you. I'm talking to the nigga.
Mm-hmm.
So, when I'm talking to him, you hopping in there, you got something to say, yeah. You will get it too.
Okay.
But now if you just know your role and stay in a hoes place, we ain't got no problems.
Yeah.
But the moment you open your mouth, it's open season on your ass. So that's what you need to understand. Don't say shit and you will be all right. But let him do all the talking because I ain't got nothing to say to you. I don't know you. And that's how we gonna keep it. But I mean,
what if it's somebody you know?
If it's somebody I know, they're going to have to get it. They got to see me by
so
that.
Then it's physicals.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Okay.
So.
Speaking of physicals.
Mm-hmm.
Young Dro. Him and his girlfriend recently came into the news because they got into a fight in their house. Well, excuse me. I'm not going to say a fight. Allegedly. You know what I'm saying? She said or he was hit. She hit him or he hit her and left her bruised. And then he threw some banana pudding in her face, a plate of banana pudding in her face.
Mm-hmm.
I really believe Young Dro did this because she put Chessmen cookies in the banana pudding, or she didn't have bananas in the banana pudding. So he just threw her face in the banana pudding.
Mm-hmm.
But that's neither here nor there.
It sounds like you okay with this.
I'm not. I mean, which one is worse? Young Dro smashing the banana pudding in the face, or Diddy, Sean Combs, dating Lori Harvey, who's Steve Harvey's stepdaughter, who used to date his son.
Mm. Now that's something.
Ain't that crazy? How could you date a girl that used to date
your son? That's disgusting. Yeah. They had sex. Everybody having sex. If you ever say that y'all dated, y'all had sex. That's what that means nowadays.
Oh, okay.
So if they say we dated, that means we did it. So that's what the people mean.
Okay.
So your son, your daughter, y'all can't share partners in the world, so no.
Diddy,
that's
on,
disgusting.
Like, you and Steve Harvey ain't that far away from each other, and you date. Well, it's his stepdaughter, so it really don't need. Steve Harvey has nothing to do with it.
It's nasty because your son got something to do with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like you can't be dating your son's ex. Like, what?
How did that come about? Like, do you really want me to believe that you were not aware that this girl had a relationship with your son? I know you don't think that people think that was the case.
Jesus Christ. So, wow.
That's sick.
That's stupid sick. Like, I don't understand how everybody's okay with this.
I mean, you know the way the people in Hollywood are.
Yeah, Hollywood. Weird.
It's good, so.
So, no, I could not date my child's ex.
I mean, I'm going to need it to go as far as you can't date none of your child friends. Like,
yeah,
that's, your daughter can't bring over a friend. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's because you know that's your child age. So, why would you date somebody that's a friend of your daughter's?
Like, and it's some people out there knocking their damn kids' friends down. Women and men. Knocking them down.
And that's disgusting.
It is disgusting. Because what's more disgusting is one of your friends fucking your mama or one of your friends fucking your dad. Like, that shit is fucking...
Yeah. That's nasty.
Yeah, that is. That's fucking horrible. That's like...
I kind of just named it my stomach.
Hurts. That's like the worst thing that could happen. Like, one of your friends fucking your parent. Like, wow.
I'm glad I never... My parent would be... I mean, your parent is nasty. That's basically what that means.
I'm glad I never had the hot mom. Like, that shit would break my fucking...
Really?
I'm just saying. Like, dudes that lusted over, like, people mamas and shit, I'm glad that was never my mama, bro. Like, hell yeah. Because, man...
I can't with you.
What, man? That's like, you got to fight all the time, man.
You think so?
Nigga saying stuff about your mama? Yeah, boy. Come on, man. Them mama jokes hit harder then. They hit home harder. When your mama, that mama, like, yo, niggas be like, yo, man, I tag your mama. Ooh, boy, your mama's so fine. Ooh, nah, man, you not. Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm sure it could hurt, you know, being a guy, but.
It is. So, you know.
That's a lot to have going on.
Yeah. But Diddy, man, nah, we can't co-sign that with Diddy, man.
Now, that's terrible.
Yeah, Diddy, like, yo, you and your son Eskimo brothers.
They something.
That shit crazy, bro. So, yeah. Shout out to Diddy, bro.
Nah, no shout out to Diddy.
Yeah, man. That shit wild as fuck, bro. Good gracious. I was reading this article about this guy in some state, California. He was arrested for suspicion of killing his wife. And his reason was, he said he was infected with mayonnaise. And being infected with mayonnaise caused him to grab a concrete block and drop it on his wife's head.
So help me to understand how that go together.
Infected with mayonnaise. Maybe this mayonnaise you was doing was a drug that somebody was selling to you, and that was what they called it. Mayonnaise. Because,
clearly.
Yeah. I don't think mayonnaise is making motherfuckers wild out.
Nobody knew nothing.
You better be careful. I made a sandwich today, so if mayonnaise is infecting people, Jesus Christ.
I mean, that's just a stupid thing to say.
He was high on fucking meth. You know what I'm saying?
He was high on something. Because, that don't even go together. Yeah. You had infected mayonnaise. What was it infected with?
Nigga must have nutted on his ass.
That's too much.
Yeah, he sucked some dick or something. Nigga nussed on. Yeah. Oh. That's what happened. That's why he got infected.
I can't.
With the mayonnaise.
I can't.
Yeah. But, wow. Crazy story, man.
I mean, people just doing dumb stuff for no reason. Like, you wanted to do that. Like, whatever it is you did to that lady, you did that because you just felt like doing something.
Then you got the people that shooting at the garlic festival. Like, it's a garlic festival. Why are y'all shooting at the garlic festival?
Now, that's dumb.
Yeah, some people got shot
there. Just open fire.
Yeah, somebody shot.
No arguments.
No arguments, nothing. They just went on the list, just started shooting people, random. Then he had a day, some dude at Walmart. He came back. He either got suspended or fired, came back the next day, killed two people at the Walmart. These people around here on edge, boy. I'm telling you, up and round.
What are they on edge about?
Hey, life, I guess.
Ain't no need to be on edge about life. You doing that every day. Like, what's the problem? What we getting crunk for?
I don't understand. People just on edge, bro. It's that time of year, summertime, and it's hot. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
I know y'all got too many of these candidates that y'all got me trying to research on.
Man, it don't matter. They all gonna lose. I seen Bernie Sanders doing the interview with damn Cardi B. I said, oh, he done lost. I said, what the fuck is you talking to Cardi B for, Bernie Sanders? Like, you wasting your goddamn... Like, why are you talking to Cardi B? Like, why? That is a waste of motherfucking time. You sitting there, well, my policies... Cardi B looking at you like, I don't know nothing you talking about, sir.
She don't know nobody talking about
her. Yeah, exactly. So why are you talking to Cardi B? Like, come on, man. She's not a... So I don't know what the I don't know what the Democrats are going to do, man.
Yeah, it's looking kind of bad.
Yep. Then they say Trump might let his daughter run as vice president. Like, she might be on his ticket as vice president. So then that way, he'll grab the woman vote.
I don't know what women want to vote for her.
If they see, because then they think, like, if he get impeached, guess who will be the president? His daughter.
He'll probably
have
somebody kill her.
Nah, man. Trump don't want to be president no more. The shit was fun. He like, yo, man, this shit.
It wasn't even fun.
Yeah, he probably like, yo, man, I think it was fun to him. I think
you
it
think
was
so?
Hell yeah, look at this motherfucker, man. He don't give a shit. That man out there just acting.
He just messing up
everything. Yeah, he just acting ass, doing what he want to do.
Mm. Well, I mean, it ain't changed my life this time.
So. Nah, so you know.
I ain't worried about it. I take my chances with whatever.
Yeah, I mean, we'll make it through. We made it through worse. You know what I'm saying? This is just, I test people. Don't go under doing these next 4 or 5 years, man. Just stay afloat.
Yeah, I think we're going to
brighter days are coming. Brighter days.
Brighter days.
Yeah, brighter days are coming. Don't worry about that. But hey, man, we ain't a political podcast. We don't get serious or nothing. We try to keep it light. So let's, we was delving a little off the deep end right there.
You think so?
I think so. We almost went there, man. So we got to ratchet it up. So let's go ahead and talk about our TV talk.
Our faves.
Well, this week on TV talk, on Life After Lockup, we all caught up. What happened? I can't remember. Oh, Clint and Tracy, they made it to Vegas, and then his phone go off or something.
Yeah, they were taking a selfie.
Yeah.
And in the process of taking a selfie, his girlfriend or whatever.
Some girl he been sexting with named Stephanie that he met on social media.
And so she so happened to text him. His wife got mad because she saw the text message come up and she was like, who's Stephanie? And she was just losing it. I mean, I'm glad she didn't go and get on no dope that night. But yeah. I thought that's what was going to happen. And then he had to blame himself for all that.
They done tore the people room up and everything. He kicked the doors in. And, you know, so they sat and talked about it and, you know, they cleared up the air and Clint said he was going to leave her alone. And, you know, so they called the parents, said they're going to renew their vows and, you
and
know.
And he just do anything for that lady.
I mean, I don't even think they've been married long enough to renew their vows, but.
It's quite stupid if you ask me.
Yes.
But my biggest thing with that whole situation is the fact that you around here about to lose your mind over a crackhead.
Amen.
I mean,
this
like.
This is goddess.
That he told a lady that wasn't his goddess no more.
Yeah.
So
Clint ain't got no game. You can't be using the same game on girls.
Yes, you can, apparently.
Not indeed.
He can recycle it.
Yeah, he recycled the wrong line because it backfired on his ass. But Clint and Tracy, they out in Vegas. Speaking of Vegas, you got Marcelino and Brittany. Marcelino, basically, this whole episode, Marcelino was contemplating going to see Tito. He finally goes to see Tito. They sit down and talk, and, you know, it's just they just button heads the whole time, and it gets to the point where it starts bubbling, and Tito jumps up, him and Marcelino get into a fight, and let's just go ahead and say, Marcelino hold the shit out of Tito, man.
But Tito looked like something was wrong with him. Like, he could have been on drugs or something.
Hey, man, Marcelino goddamn whooped his ass, man. He just beat him. He like he swung on him, brought him to the ground, and just muscled him. It was like, yo, you a bitch. Basically what Marcelino told him. So then after that, he leaves. Tito threatens to call the police if he don't get his son back. Then he just said he gonna call the police. So that's their whole storyline. So Marcelino, he was in the wrong for going over there because A, Brittany said she was gonna handle it, and B, you knew what was gonna happen if Marcelino went over there with the attitude that he has, and you know.
Yeah, I mean, my thing is you should have put your foot down and said no. The episode before that, she was hollering about the other girl being the baby godmama, and y'all was fussing about that.
You know, the kids can have two godmamas.
And they can have multiple ones.
Yeah, it don't matter.
I came to a christening, and it was about damn 5 sets of godparents up in there. People was feeling some type of way. It was a little upset.
Oh, man.
But, you know, people have the right to do whatever they want to do. But my biggest thing is, you know, with that whole setup, he knew he was going over there to start something.
Yeah.
That's number one. Mm. Number two, you just now having a baby of your own. How do you at any point process that piece of information and think that I should go to another man's house and tell him that I am taking his child?
Well, he's,
that's never going to... I don't care.
He said I done had the kid for a year, man.
It don't matter. Because what he feel like is, This lady been in prison for how many other years? Yeah. I had him all that time. Where was you?
Yeah.
You didn't come and play with him when his mama was locked up. Mm. So I deserve this time to not have a deal.
Yeah.
So if he getting his off time, y'all can't be mad. You can be mad, but that should not have motivated you to want to get full custody.
Yeah.
All you could have said was 50-50. I think that would have been reasonable. Mm-hmm. But other than that, that's some bullshit.
Yeah, Marcelino wanted all or nothing.
Yeah, but he's stupid. because he is a gambler. But
it was just like, yo, I want full custody of your kid.
And like, nigga, you don't even want your kid.
He's been in my house for the past year. Like,
I mean, you overwhelmed, and I don't even understand that. You just did too much too fast.
Yeah.
I mean, she got home. She got pregnant. Y'all got married. And it might not have been in that order. You got a dog.
Yeah, that was.
And so it was like, y'all did all this stuff, and now you want to go and take the woman's child from their daddy? Like, if you want to put something on paper, say you got him 50-50, and know that you can, because for one, you can continue with the relationship the way it was. Okay, he could keep staying at our house. 50-50.
Yeah.
Now you coming at the man talking something, he's not getting no support from you financially, and he been with us for a year, so obviously there's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But you trying to reunite the son with the wife, so I don't see what the real problem was. If he was allowing y'all to stay there, you should have just let something be in that middle ground instead of you trying to take over.
Exactly. Doing too much too fast.
Yeah.
Then you got, speaking of doing too much too fast, you got fucking Scott and Lizzie. And so Scott then gave her a ring. And
she's very inconsiderate.
Yeah, and Scott just pulled the ring out like, God damn, she just came back, Scott. Like, what the fuck, bro? Like,
I mean, he a crackhead, and so then, he can't help himself.
They get back to his house. She finds a spoon, and she swears up and down it's dope on this fucking... She's like, that's a dope spoon. That's a dope spoon. And Scott is like, yo, I don't use no drugs. You know, but he has a history using drugs.
Yeah,
mouth look like he used drugs, Scott. But maybe he look like one of them reformed dope fiends, though. Like, he used, I used to smoke crack for 20 years, man. And he looked like one of the people. So he probably
that
not...
That mouth is cracked up.
And then, you know... Then she said she had a problem with his homegirl living there, and Scott was like, nah, man, that's my friend, man. She been there for me when I was up and down. Like, nah. Like,
And the girl, like, she might do dope, too.
Yeah. And you know what I'm saying? So Lizzie was like, so y'all ain't never did nothing? She was like, nah, which I probably believe they didn't fuck them at least once.
They had to, because both of them look dirty.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, if you done been around somebody that long, the walls come down.
Yeah.
So it was like, at some point, we both was vulnerable.
Like, let's just see. Let's just see.
No sparks flying.
Yeah, and so they were just like, nah, nah. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, so that was that whole issue. So they want Scott to take a drug test, and Scott want Lizzie to take a drug test. But Scott, stay away the fuck away from Lizzie, man. No, Scott. You doing all right. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it's already bad enough. Her damn wig keeps sliding all over her head.
She don't have no financiers. She needs somebody to pay for her lifestyle.
Yeah, but
she didn't.
She got to get that together.
Scott, like, yo, I made you. You know what I'm saying? Like, Scott, like, I made you. You nothing without me. Like, nothing. 140,000, he said. Jesus Christ.
But you pressed if you with somebody like that. Like, this lady don't like you.
Amen.
She wants your money.
Yes, sir. He just wanted to give her a ring. He wanted that pussy so bad. But she owe him some pussy now.
She owe him plenty of pussy.
Yeah, she owe him some pussy.
Because, I mean, me personally, I would have to take that. I'm sorry.
Damn. Hey, let's go ahead and move along. Queen Jern talking about raping niggas.
I didn't say that. I didn't use those terms.
You said take it.
Yeah.
That means rape.
No.
That means sexual assault.
That's different.
Oh, okay. Next, he
took the man money. So I have something to get for my finances. So those services are owed to me.
Then we got Andrea and Lamar.
just for the record.
Andrea went to hang out with Lamar at his people's house. They was in there smoking weed. She threw a scene because, you know, she's a Mormon and she can't be around alcohol and smoke.
She said she teaches Sunday school.
And, yeah, she teaches Sunday school. And how can she teach Sunday school when she's around that element? So she causes a scene at the brother house and call it a weed house or whatever she called it.
That's what she said.
Yeah, she's like, you took me to that weed house. So basically they got in an argument and it ended up happening that they got to go to Utah. So they on their way to Utah. They're in Utah. And her whole plan is to get Lamar to want to move to Utah. Lamar had told her straight up, I'm not moving out here. He's told her that several times. Then she take him around her weird-ass friends, and he said, man, I'm expecting some Children of the Corn stuff. And then, you know, They just, you know, Lamar, he looked like a straight up gangbanger. I mean, he had
he wanted to make sure the people knew what it was.
Yes, sir. What said he claimed? You know what I'm saying? So he was funny, man. He was just being Lamar. And I noticed that Lamar is a rapper and they was playing his music on the show. So that counts
he
as.
He's winning.
Yeah, he getting paid, you know what I'm saying, for the beat, for having rap songs on the show. So shout out to Lamar for that. But other than that, man, that was all of their storyline. Kind of drab. You know, in Utah, you know, it looks nice, but. Not for me, man. It's too cold in Utah. Can't do it.
Yeah.
Lamar's
she,
from LA. I mean,
like, she was just going too hard for it.
I need like, him to see me in my element.
Yeah.
Like, I get
you
it.
You selfish, for one, because you knew you was met somebody who was in prison. Like, I don't know. Like I say, I don't know how long you was with the man, but clearly you was not with him long enough to the point that you had kids from somebody else. So, you got a whole set of kids. This man come out of prison.
This is just married to some African man. Some Ghanaian.
Yeah, them children look like that's about what they got going on. But the thing is, you took this man, you went and married him, all that, and now you gonna force him to go and do this life. And that's why he's rebelling, kind of, because it's like, I've been in prison.
Yeah.
I don't want you to put me in another prison. Mm. I'm not trying to sign up for that. So she just gotta kind of give him a little space so that it don't blow up in her face.
Yeah, because the man just came home. Like, you throwing so much at him. I understand you got so much built up on you. You want this and that to happen, but just slowly ease him on in all that.
Because my thing is, if he did everything right, then what are you going to do for money? Because I don't know what kind of life y'all think y'all going to live. He going to go to Utah and live on one of these little plantation things y'all got?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. So,
well,
you didn't think that through, honey.
And then, lastly, America's favorite thruple, Megan, Michael, and Sarah. Sarah had the baby, and Michael, he was upset because he missed another birth of one of his kids because of his stupid mistakes and being caught up in the system. So he was out there flipping chairs on the porch. And
looking
real soft as fuck, you know what I'm saying? No day-day sighting this week, you know what I'm saying? And you know, his mom was telling him. No, they did have a day they sighted.
She was standing in the doorway. Yeah. Just looking like project trash.
She was just standing in the doorway again. And the mom was telling him, like, yo, don't do nothing stupid. You know what I'm saying? You know, like, you can't be there. You know, you'll go back to jail. And then you can't be there for your kids at all because you're in jail. You know, the mama of hood, she knows, she's like, we ain't going through this again. The man said he'd been going.
Because
the man said he'd been going to jail since he was 16 years old.
Yeah, that's
so,
some bullshit right now.
Yeah, so, you know, he done spent a good portion of his life in jail. Every time he get out, he make another baby. Go back in. He must got a boyfriend on the inside.
Probably.
Yeah. But yeah, but their situation, that was, you know, Sarah, you know, she went and filed for divorce. Well, she went and got the paperwork done. She is going to personally deliver the paper to Mike for the divorce. So we're going to see how that's going to go down. You know you're going to melt. Mike going to melt you down.
Uh-huh. She just doing that just for the look of it. And then, I want to be able to serve
him. I want to be able to serve him. Yeah, right. I want him to be able to see the kid. First of all, Sarah, that baby like too young to be outside. But I think white people
don't follow them rules.
Yeah, yeah. They babies be goddamn out there early, but baby be down 3 days old, be outside and shit.
As soon as the people let them out the hospital, they in the Walmart.
Yes, sir, with the baby. Mama still look like she goddamn.
Don't say it.
Yeah. Like she.
Don't say it.
Stitch is still in mom. She in that walking out thing still loose.
She probably got afterbursts on her
side. Yes, sir. Still squirting out motherfucking.
Okay, moving right along. Shit.
But yeah, so Sarah on the road driving after just having a baby like 3 days ago. In the middle of winter, she going to Michigan.
Yep, and she getting
with a baby. Like this baby, man, oh my God. God bless this baby. Jesus Christ. And then Megan, she, her homeboy was telling her like, hey, you know what I'm saying? You looking, you don't think that, you know, why is you still dealing with this nigga? Trying to talk some sense into it, but Megan's still like, oh, we taking a break. And so then she puts her dad on the phone and her dad talked to Mike.
Oh, yeah.
Which was the weakest display.
Yeah, I was like, I wanted him to cuss at least.
Hey, man, I'm Megan's dad.
Just because you big don't do nothing for nobody.
So why didn't you tell her you was married? I mean, like, what, nigga? Like, bro, we did quit. Bro, we
you
already
know,
answered it.
Proper and shit.
Like this nigga took your baby virginity, my nigga. Got your baby out here spending thousands of dollars.
And probably some of it's his.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He paying that credit card debt. He paying it. old punk ass dad sitting there cooking goddamn shish kebabs, trying to be tough making shish kebabs. You can't be tough making shish kebabs.
No, you can't.
Know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Like a shish kebab, nigga? Hell no. Fuck out of here.
That's crazy.
So yeah, so next week, that's basically all with the thruple. We'll let y'all know what happened when Sarah, you know how they slow roll us on these shows. So Sarah might make it to Flint next week, and you know what I'm saying, we might have some action. But yeah, that's about all we got for Life After Lockup. Snowfall, since somebody accused me of never talking about Snowfall, I know they're fucking liars. Snowfall is back. Y'all need to watch that. Comes on FX, about Franklin Saint and his drug empire in 1983 LA. Watch the shit, it's dope. I'm not gonna spoil it for nobody, but y'all need to watch Snowfall, and it's a dope show. And it's my Lost update. I'm currently on season 4. Yeah, I'm on season 4 of Lost. So yeah, I'm almost through with it, and it's been a heck of a ride. So I'll let y'all know at the completion how I feel about it. So that's all for TV talk this week. We didn't go to the movies and nothing like that because today is Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's do a music break. You got song of the week this week?
And you know I do. Mm-hmm. I got Lizzo, Truth Hurts, representing for the big girls.
Oh my God.
I like her though. She's pretty good.
Okay.
She got some other little cute songs, but yeah.
Yeah, shout out to Lizzo, man. I'm finally glad people caught on to her. I mean, that song came out like 2 years ago. Yeah. And now,
they said it's been out for a while, but
yeah,
you don't always get the instant success.
Yeah, exactly. I'm glad, man. So shout out to Lizzo. My song of the week is Get Up, Get Out by Outkast featuring Goody Mob. This song right here has a very special place in my heart because it's on my favorite Outkast album. This is the first. That Outkast album came out around my birthday, and I remember like Biggie said in that song, I let that tape rock till my tape pop. I bought that tape like 5 times, you know what I'm saying? Then I finally bought the CD, but I done bought the CD like 7 times. So I done bought the Outkast album, that first one, at least 11 or 12 times, you know what I'm saying? So I did my due diligence to getting that album to be in multi-platinum, because I bought my 7 copies, 11 copies, 12 copies, a lot. So my song is Get Up, Get Out. Queen Germ's song is Truth Lizzo. Hurts by Lizzo. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Nigga, you need to get up, get out, and get something. Don't let the days of your life pass by. You need to get up, get out, and get something. Don't spend all your time trying to get high. You need to get up, get out, and get something. How will you make it if you never even try? You need to get up, get out, and get something. Cause you and I got to do for you and I don't recall ever graduating at all. Sometimes I feel I'm just a disappointment to y'all. Every day I just lay around and I can't be found. Always asking, give me some, living life like a punk. Times is rough, my auntie got enough problems of her own. Nigga, you supposed to be grown. I agree, I try to be the man I'm supposed to be. But negative fatigue is all you seem to ever see. I admit, I've done some dumb shit, and I'm probably gonna do some more. You shouldn't hold that against me though. Why not? My music's all that I got. But sometimes must be invested for this to be manifested. I know you know, but I'm gonna say this to you. I get high, but I don't get too high. So what's the limit supposed to be? That must be why you can't get your ass up out the bed before 3. You need to get up, get out, cut that bullshit out. Ain't you sick and tired of having to do without? Damn, what up with all these questions? You act as though you know something I don't. Do you have any suggestions? Cause every job I get is cruel and demeaning. Sick of taking trash out and toilet bowl cleaning. But I'm also sick and tired of struggling. I never ever thought I'd have to resort to drug smuggling. Nah, that ain't what I'm about. See, no one just continue traveling this route without any doubt or fear. I know the Lord ain't brought me this far so he can drop me off here. Did I make myself clear?
You need to get up, get out, and get something. Don't let the days of your life pass by. You need to get up, get out, and get something. Don't spend all your time trying to get high, nigga. You need to get up, get out, and get something. How will you make it if you never even try? You need to get up, get out, and get something. Cause you and I got to do for you and I.
Get up, stand up, so what said you dickhead? See, when I was a youngster, used to wear them fucking pro kids. My mama made me do it, but the devil, he made me smart. Taught me to jack them weak-ass niggas before they fucking started. In the middle school, I was a bigger fool. I wore a tank top to show off my tattoo, thought it was cool. I used to
baby. And then I learned the difference between a bitch and a lady. Yeah, I treat them all like those. See, I pimp them. Bitch never had my money, so I never whipped them. Wait, see, all the players came and all the players went. A player ain't a gangster, but a player can handle with shit, bitch. You need to get up, get out, get something, smoke out, cause it's all about money, money, money. Yeah, I said it. A nigga spoke in Platts and the Braves. Said I hang where we go away, cause the dungeon is where the funk's at. Why? I'm true to organize, cause they raised me. I'm also down with the face, cause L.A. Reid, yeah, he pays me. And it's cool, yeah, it's real cool. Getting paid, Fat Fox, and all that other fat shit like that.
You need to get up, get out, and get something. Don't let the days of your life pass by. You need to get up, get out, and get something. Don't spend all your time trying to get high, nigga. You need to get up, get out, and get something. How will you make it if you never even try? You need to get up, get out, and get something. Cause you and I got to do for you and I. That's why.
A lot of people in my past tried to do me. Screw me, throw me over in the fire. Let me get chunky and charred like a piece of wood. The spirits got the mutant's mind. I'm getting paranoid and steady looking for the time. It's 8 in the morning and ain't nobody up yet. I got my lone johns, get my coat and throw my ball cap. I'm headed out the door to get up in my ride. I'm digging through the ashtray, hoping to have a good day. I have Jamaica's best. And when I light it up, I hear a voice in my head.
I got to get up, get out, and get
now
something.
I know it's on. My day has finally started. Back up in my crib, beat my shit, break out quick in my slick. 84 Sardanaville, steady bouncing out the point to Camerton Road, the valley of the South Side flow. Everybody know about that killer that we call Flow. So keep your eyes peeled for the Cobra unit, cause they know for jumping out a black Chevy, choicing through the ball. Here comes the Red Dogs. I'm busting out around the corner in my hall, dipping from the area. I'm scared, so one of these bitches might wind up dead. Cause I have no time for jail. Fuck clapping cops, fuck Elgin Bale and crooked ass Jackson. Got the whole country thinking that my city is the big lick for 96, 94, Big Gip, Goody Mo, Outcast, a vision from the past. Hootie, hootie, hoo. My white owls are burning kinda slow.
You need to get up, get out, and get something. Don't let the days of your life pass by. You need to get up, get out, and get something. Don't spend all your time trying to get high, nigga. You need to get up, get out, and get something. How will you make it if you never even try? You need to get up, get out, and get something. Cause you and I got to do for you and I. That's what
y'all telling me that I need to get out and vote, huh? Why? Ain't nobody black running but crack curves, so why I got to register? I'm thinking of better shit to do with my time. Never smell the aroma of diploma, but I write the deep ass rhyme. So let me take y'all way back to when a nigga stayed in Southwest Atlanta, A. Y'all could not tell me nothing, thought I hit that bottom rock. At age 13, start working at that loading dock. Then laying my mama off of work, General Motors tripping, but I come home bank like Hank from licking and dipping. Doing dumb shit, not knowing what a nigga know now. Yeah, that petty shit will have you cased up and locked down. I dip over to East Point, still acting a fool. Wasting my time in the school, I'd rather be shooting cool. Cool is how I played the 10th grade. I thought it was all about macking hoes and wearing pimp face. Instead of being in class, I'd rather be up in some ass. Not thinking about them six courses that I need to pass. Graduation rolled around like roly polies. Damn, that's fucked up. I should've listened when my mama told me that if you play now, you're gonna suffer later. Figured she was talking yang yang, so I paid her no attention and kept missing the point she tried to poke me with. The doper that I get, the more I'm feeling broke as shit. Huh. But that don't matter though, I am an OUT cast, so get up off your ass.
You need to get up, get out, and get something. Don't let the days of your life pass by. You got to get up, get out, and get something. Don't spend all your time trying to get high. You need to get up, get out, and get something. How will you make it if you never even try? You need to get up, get out, and get something. Cause you and I got to do for you and I.
Thank you. breaks my heart. That you thought you ever had it, no, you ain't from the start. Hey, I'm glad you're back with your bitch. I mean, who would wanna hide this? I will never, ever, 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 ever be your side chick. I put the sting in single. Ain't worry about a ring on my finger. So you can tell your friend, shoot your shot when you see him. It's okay, he already in my DM. Why men gray till they gotta be gray? Don't text me, tell it straight to my face. Best friend set me down in the salon chair. Shampoo press, get you out of my hair. Fresh photos with the bomb lighting. New man on the Minnesota Vikings. True hurts needed something more exciting. Bum bum be dum be dum bum be. I'ma hit you back in a minute. Tag, bitch, I been it. We don't fuck with lies. We don't do goodbyes. We just keep it pushing like aye, aye, aye. I'ma hit you back in a minute. I don't play tag, bitch, I been it. We don't fuck with lies. We don't do goodbyes. We just keep it pushing like aye, aye, aye. Why I'm in gray till they gotta be gray? Don't text me, tell it straight to my face. Best friend set me down in the salon chair.
All right, man. Hope y'all enjoyed the music break, man. I kind of like that, man. Every week we get to pick a song.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have a, you know, rhyme or reason behind it. That's even better. But yeah, you got to keep it 100.
Yeah. I know it's summertime. I know it's hot, but there's no reason why your whole ass got to be out your pants.
100.
I get it. People been sagging these pants for a long time, yeah, but today it was like ridiculous. How y'all together, though? Like, I don't know. It just looks weird to me. If it's two or three of y'all together, you actually have on a belt, and this belt is underneath your behind. You got a little crack showing. You got underwear showing, boxers, and then your pants is underneath your rump. So help me to understand. How does that make sense? So I don't get it.
I like I said, these dudes today, they sag so hard. I told you I seen the bottom of a nigga boxer one day. I said, why the fuck you have on pants? Like, I see the bottom of your boxers. Like,
I don't understand. Your fucking, like, pants up. Who is telling these kids that that's still acceptable? Yeah. I thought that we had stopped that.
Man, these.
And then y'all let these skinny niggas walk around here thinking.
But then
that
the ones
cute.
That don't wear belt, that's even worse to me. That don't have a belt on, they just, I'm like.
Your pants being down and you don't have on a belt, that's the explanation. When you have on a belt and you choose to put your pants underneath your backside, that's a problem for me. And especially when you small enough that I know the people got your size in abundance.
Yes.
When you looking at fat niggas is putting on whatever. I mean, I kind of understand it to a certain extent. I mean, and if you that big, put on some damn balling shorts. But don't put on no damn pants and your ass is out the pants. Like, that's, I mean... That, what are we coming to? Like, I get it.
Hey, fat nigga, stop wearing these skinny nigga clothes, bro. Yeah. That shit look weird. Y'all shirts be looking tight. Y'all look very uncomfortable, man. Fat nigga, start dressing like a fat nigga. Stop trying to dress. If they ain't got your shirt in your size, nigga, don't get that shit, bro. You fat. Do not walk around in extra large, nigga.
Yeah, that's
no,
mess.
Nigga. Get that 2X, nigga. Get that 3X, nigga. Yeah. Fuck out of here. Y'all niggas around here walking these tight ass shirts looking weird as fuck.
It's no good.
That shit, nah, bro, that shit is not cool. If they ain't got your size, you just can't wear that shit.
But I really need the black men, you know, each one teach one, tap your brothers on their shoulder and help them out. Like we not doing that no more.
Yes.
We need the people to realize, like, that's not for us no more.
No, not at all. With my keeping 100, man, this City Boys hot girl summer shit. It's fucking dumb.
100.
You know why it's
now
dumb?
Now you hating because somebody...
No. I'm not hating. I'm hating it because there's no clear-cut rules to it. You just can't do something and give points and... You know, like, it got to be some kind of rules to it. This shit just like, oh, we up one. Plus 10. Minus 50. Whatever. Like, this... there is no end game. Like,
so
you
everybody
know,
winning.
Exactly. Nobody's going to. So at the end of the thing, like I said, I saw a meme said,
it's all in fun.
You're going to have a city girl summer, a single mother, they said a baby in winter, and a single mother spring. You know what I'm saying?
Really? That's what we doing? So that mean the niggas ain't shit?
I mean, ain't nobody shit.
Oh, okay.
Ain't nobody shit.
If you say so.
And neither one of the city girls or the hot boys. So listen, man, y'all stop this shit. This shit is dumb. And you know what I'm saying? I see some old ass niggas trying to goddamn compete in this shit, man. No, man, don't do that shit, bro. No, not at all. So yeah, that's my keep it 100, man. Pull your fucking pants up. And the hot girl, city boy shit, summer shit is fucking dumb because there's no clear-cut rules. There gotta be some rules to make the shit interesting, man. So, winners and losers. Do you have any winners?
Yeah, I guess I'm gonna say the person who winning is obviously right now the Hampton Inn, because
winner.
I reserved a room for this trip. Couldn't figure out what my reservation was, so I reserved another room. Figured out what my reservations was at, and that room was a better room because it was closer to the convention and all of these other things. And so I went to cancel the room. So I canceled the room 9 hours late. So had I canceled it by 11:59 yesterday, I wouldn't have had to pay nothing. But since I called at 8 something this morning, I had to pay at least for one night, which is $141. So, therefore, that's just money going down the drain.
Oh, no, I'll tell them that I can't make it. So,
it's nothing that can be done.
Fuck that shit. I didn't cancel the room like that before. And they tried it. And I told them, said, listen, man.
I went to the bank, tried to put a stop payment on it. It's already pending. It was just too much. And I'm like, Hampton Inn, make sure y'all, if you got to cancel at least 2 days before. Or you're going to be in the same situation I'm in. I mean, the whole had a nerve to tell me, well, you know, sometimes people don't like to follow rules. I was just like, well, you know, can you do this as a one-time courtesy? You know, I'm trying to keep it, you know, calm because I need something from you.
Mm.
And then she tried to reprimand me. I was just like, you know, you've gone too far. Yeah. But, you know.
I write the company. I hit Hampton and I write to the company and be like, listen, this is, you know, I had some extenuating circumstances where I had to cancel and I still got charged. You know, I feel like this is robbery. I got
I mean, because for
the company,
it's more than a, you know, it's a day and a half.
Yeah.
Before I was supposed to be there to check in. So how are you gonna tell me that's not enough time? Because you sure gonna put it back on the internet as an available room,
and you
gonna have somebody in that room.
So
it's just, you know, whatever.
And I would hit the company,
but you win because you sure got my money.
No, so. I would call the company. This will not be the end of it. I would get my money back. Call the company. Don't be no punk. Call the company. But I got two winners, man. My first winner
is... You
got
to stop that shit.
What?
You don't need but one.
Winners. It's
yeah,
plural.
I have one. You have one. Go ahead.
I could have 10 if I want to.
And you won't.
So I got two today. My first winner...
Winner!
Is this lady, it's this white lady. She said she came up with a great invention. It was a silk headscarf that you can wear at nighttime on your head. And she sold them for $98. Now... These silk headscarves look exactly like the bonnets that I've been seeing on black women for centuries.
And, centuries? You ain't been here for centuries?
And pictures. And
I guess.
And they only retail for about, what, $3 to $4, if that?
Yeah. I mean, you can get a good one for about $5.
So she's my winner for getting people to pay $100 for a bonnet that she said she created.
Which she did not.
But hey, man, she's white, man. She created that shit. Other winner is Titus Burgess for sticking to the code.
Winner!
Titus Burgess was recently on What Happens Next, a little show that comes on Bravo, and the guest Andy Cohen is very petty, and he tried to ask Titus how did it feel working with Eddie Murphy, and then he said, considering Eddie Murphy had some problematic things to say about the gays back in the day, and the dude was like, well... Eddie Murphy must have been cured of that because he was nice to me. You know what I'm saying? And then the dude was just kind of like looking and he said something. He's like, what'd you say? He said, keep doing your show, girl. Like, keep going, girl, and keep doing your show. And then so shout out to Titus Burgess for sticking to the code, not letting the white man bait you into throwing a black man under the bus for some bullshit that happened 40 fucking years ago. Fuck that shit, man. So yeah, shout out to Titus Burgess, man. Losers, you got any losers?
Yeah, I got a loser. in Canton, Michigan.
Loser.
We had a situation, I know a lot of people probably saw it on social media, with the 10-year-old boy being charged with assault for his role in playing dodgeball with one of his classmates. Apparently, the young man name is Bryce, but he is being charged with assault for hitting one of his classmates. They want to remain anonymous, but I just feel like if you taking it to the point where somebody got to go be, you know what I'm saying? Like, you traumatizing kids at this point. Because this is a normal
fucking playing dodgeball
sport. Like, people are doing, they playing at gym, recess all the time. There's no reason for you to say, especially when your child tells you, Mom, I'm okay. We're friends. We're still going to be friends. And your mama insists that y'all press charges. That's when you know that y'all are doing too much.
They said his mom is a teacher, and the boy has concussions, and he shouldn't even be playing at all.
But that's not the other kid's fault. We don't have
exactly. So why is he out there playing? You know what I'm saying? You can't press the child for throwing. They playing dodgeball, and the nigga hitting the head with the ball. Yeah, like that's it happens. You get hit in the head with dodgeball. If that was the case, it'd be a whole lot of kids charged with assault. If they charging all kids to get, they're throwing dodgeballs and hitting people in the head. I mean, hell.
I mean, because a dodgeball is not as hard as a regular ball because of the fact that it's supposed to come in contact with your body.
Pussification of America, man. We raising some pussies. Oh, niggas can get hit with dodgeball and they pressing charges.
Yeah, over.
Come on, man. Next thing you know, niggas gonna press charges about a football tackle.
Oh, yeah.
He tackled my son hard. I'm pressing charges. That was assault. I mean, this is ridiculous, man.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like it because, like I said again, we have to think about the fact that impacts how the kids look at this whole process. And as black children, you can't just, I mean, children, period. You don't want to expose them to that type of drama. Let them grow up and at least be somewhat innocent.
Yes.
Until they have to deal with these types of things. It's no reason for you to have to say, oh, I had to take a nigga to court about a game we played when we were 10.
Mm-hmm.
That's bull. So, you know, they my losers, the people who want to press charges on the polo 10-year-old.
My losers is a store in New Jersey. Well, it's a chain. I don't know what the store is.
Loser.
But they were selling a black rag doll that was an abuse doll. And they had to pull it off the shelf because it looked like a little pickaninny doll. And the instructions were it was a feel better doll is what they call it.
It looked like witchcraft.
And the instructions were you were supposed to throw it against the wall and yell and beat it and everything just to get your anger out. But why did it have to be a black doll?
Why couldn't it be red, white, and blue?
Why just couldn't have been, you know, just anything, green or whatever.
Polka dot stripes.
Something that's not any color of a human. Human race. It had to be a color. It could have been blue. Couldn't have been orange because our president is orange and he would have found that offensive. So any other color that's not the color of a normal human being, you know what I'm saying? And that thing would have still been on the shelf. I mean, stupid to have. I mean, I wouldn't sell nothing that you're supposed to beat up and tear. Yeah. Like, I can go beat on the ground for free. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I get mad, I can just go punch a pile of dirt until I get my anger out. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not paying for an abuse doll or a feel better doll. That's stupid. So
yeah, I mean, but people do all kinds of stuff. Yeah, and they do whatever they can get away with. And that's just really what it is.
Hey, white people are amazing, bro.
But
they,
like I keep
saying, make anything and sell it.
Over and over again, we keep being faced with the fact that mainstream white people, whatever you want to call it, they do not value us. And they keep throwing it in your face. They keep doing it in different little ways to where it's like you're constantly fighting against us. And then when they feel like, oh, you an angry black woman, hell, you can't help but be angry if every day I got to justify why I'm black, how I'm black, if I'm black. That's just too much for somebody to have to deal with every day.
Speak it, sister.
I'm just saying.
Hey, protect, love, and something my black women.
I don't know.
I seen the shirt today. I can't remember. It was three things. It was protect, love, and something it said.
Serve.
No, serve.
Take care of.
No. But anyway.
Look at you.
Those are my losers. That's another good show in the books, episode 364. Well, this is the part of the show that I kind of dread. Got any shout outs?
And you know I do, nigga. You ready?
Go ahead.
You gonna let me do it this time? Because you know the last time you tried to take over.
I didn't say anything.
Okay, but don't say anything now.
Okay.
All right. So I want to shout out Pam and the fam, the Johnson Five, the Lunch Crew, and the Cause I Said So podcast, and anybody representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nigga.
Ah, man. Okay, man. Shout out to Be Easy, Saul Ray, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Ruler Myself, Rick James, bitch. RT3, Light Skin Kanye, Drew from DC, Gerard in Boston, Dr. Brace of everybody, Dr. Brace Network. You got Mr. Washington. You got a disrespectful motherfucker, MJ. You got Kayla, the truck driver. Don't forget to go over to drbrace.com. Check out my good brothers over there. See what they got going on. Speaking of good brothers, you got my good brother, 12 Cal, and the 12 Cal podcast. Go check him out. Always a good show over there. You know what I'm saying? Check him out. Good dude, man. I vouch for him, people. Fuck with 12 Cal. Shout out to Noah Farrow and the Laugh Live Sport podcast. You know what I'm saying? Crazy podcast over there, man. Check them out. Check out who else? Oh, nine. Let me see what else we got. We got Amazing App. We got Sleazy. We got Filthy. We got Dragon Lady. We got shout out to Quetta TK. Shout out to Papa Dash, Daughter Dash, Peppy J from Be More, Steph from Be More. Anybody over that site to fuck with the kid, even though that site is dead, it's over. The run is over there at that site. Man, what a time. But it's over. And any shout out to anybody else to fuck with the kid, the long way, short way, no way at all, man. Shout out to y'all, man. Woo! Episode 364 in the books. Don't forget, like, comment, subscribe on the Frocast or any podcast reader out there. Don't forget, we got the voicemail, 347-201-2572. Call that shit, man. Be on the show, man. Don't forget about the Patreon. You can join for as little as a dollar. Get exclusive content and behind-the-scenes Nappy Afro shit, bro. Like, wow.
Behind the scenes.
Keyword on behind.
Exactly.
And don't forget, the easiest thing you can always do is share it, tell a friend, do whatever. You know, put the word out, spread the word. Or you can buy a motherfucking shirt. You know what I'm saying? We got plenty of them shit. Summer coming to an end. Hoodie season's upon us. Don't forget, we got hoodies. So you might as well go ahead and buy the hoodie now. So as soon as it get cold, because it's going to start getting cold in some of y'all places in the next month or two. You know what I'm saying? So boom, you have your hoodie already. But yeah, man, other than that, it's your boy King Germ.
And it's your girl Queen Germ.
And this was the Frocast. And we out this bitch, man. Peace.
Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
NappyAfro.com